Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a pleasant good day, a pleasant good evening. How are you doing today? Welcome back to Think and Be Wise. Tonight we're talking about daddy. We're talking about daddies that stayed. Mama left, but daddy stayed. So how is it that mama left, but daddy stayed? And what are we going to do about it when it comes down to relationships and family and marriage and divorce and living with people? And how do you figure it out? How do you know that what is going on in the household is going to be something that we all can live with? But one thing about it, in our evening tonight, we're talking about daddies that stayed in the relationship even after mama left. So this evening, my guest tonight we have is Miss Jolly Glover. And Jolly is on the phone with us. She is going to be joining in on the conversation with us. And if you would like to join in on the conversation, you can click the link on the Blog Talk Radio on Facebook, or you can call in. And our call-in number is 319-527-6700. We greatly appreciate you listening. And if you're listening to it on another cast, we appreciate you listening and sharing this broadcast, because we're here to help somebody. We're here to make a difference in our world, to make it a little bit better place. Miss Jolly, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
And a pleasant
good evening
to you. How are you?
Oh, I am wonderful. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
You sound great, too. And our subject tonight is, you got some special information, I understand, on daddies who stayed home and raised the children. That is an anomaly, because most of the time they always talking about deadbeat daddies. And, you know, daddy was just, you know, he planted the seed and hit the door and all of these different kind of things. But we're talking about something that really is super spectacular, fantastic, a way of dealing with life in a new direction, where the daddy actually stays and not only becomes daddy, but he's daddy and mama too. So how do you feel about that? What can you share with us about daddies that
dads are starting to step up, and they've always been in the picture. So I hate to say that, you know, all dads are bad. No, all of them aren't. In fact, there's some absolutely fantastic dads who are willing to just go beyond their normal roles and just act hard as the mom if they have to. They comb the little girl's hair if they need to. They do all of the things that mom would normally do if she was there. And so it's an extra burden on those fathers. So I give them kudos for being those types of strong role models and just being there for their kids, and in spite of not having a mother. Because there's some mothers nowadays who feel like they want to step out into the world and just spread their wings and just forget about that they ever even had a child. And this is unfortunate, because there are some children who are faced with abandonment issues, and, you know, it just takes a village to step in to help, you know, nurture those children so that they don't feel totally, broken from the experience.
Exactly. That is exactly right. Because parenting is never easy, even if it's two people there. And it's historically,
absolutely,
most men, you know, they just don't, you know, have an active role in the raising the kids. That was, quote unquote, the little woman's job or mama's job, or the the situation has become now because of the economics of our society, that oftentimes both parents are working nowadays in order to just to make ends meet.
Exactly, yeah. So just imagine how much more difficult it is for a dad to do all of that without that extra assistance of having the mother there to help out financially as well as being that extra parent in the home. So it's a tremendous burden on those dads.
Yeah, but the fortunate thing is that, you know, usually when you step out on faith like that and you exercise your faith saying that you're a man, or even if you're a woman, you're a single parent, you know, where you do have to raise the children. Tonight we're focusing on dads who stayed and mamas
right.
who left, but there's a lot of mothers who bear the burden of working, of feeding the children, of clothing
oh,
the
yeah.
children, single parents. All the time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
we're not taking away
oh,
from
yeah.
moms at all.
No, we're
all.
Not.
We're just highlighting tonight the men because it
right.
really is something that is brand new. But it's not that brand new in my life because
mm-hmm.
in my life, my mother left. Yes, she mm-hmm. did. And my dad stayed. But my situation was a little different because my dad was a merchant seaman. So during that time, he would go on the high seas, and he would be gone 3 to 6 months out the year. And we
wow.
wouldn't see him. But fortunately, there was a village that raised myself and my sister. And there was mm-hmm. a village of people from aunts and uncles to my dad's friends and extended family and extended lady friends and extended, you know how it goes. And so
oh, yeah.
It was an amazing situation for me, and we if we're going to talk about dads that stayed and doing the best that they can, then you know we also have to look at the children and with the real issues of abandonment. And if there are individuals who are listening to this broadcast now or later or sometime in the future, and you have issues of abandonment or you have issues of anger, and I advise you to, you know, begin the research project and to talk to people who can help you with abandonment issues or dealing with your anger issues so that it doesn't become like, you know, a little volcano. I call it a tea kettle ministry because a tea kettle, whenever, you know, she gets real hot, she blows off steam. And so if you have anger issues or abandonment issues, find out ways where you can release the pressure and thereby you won't, you know, internalize it and feel that, you know, you're less than or you're inferior or they carry around a real burden or guilt. In my situation, I had anger for my mother, and about age 25, I was, you know, at a family gathering. Of course, my mother had been gone over 20 years. And I, you know, was in there loud-mouthing and talking about, you know, I was this and I was that. And so my Aunt Burdell, she was extended family, but she was my auntie. And she sat there and she listened to me and she knew my mother. And so after I had said my little piece, then Aunt Burdell, she said, baby, you ain't got the right to talk about your mama like that.
Oh.
Yeah. I was stunned.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I got quiet because, you know, the elders in those times, you didn't mouth off and talk back. You know, you listened.
At all.
And so, but she said it so lovingly and so caringly. She says, because you don't know what your mother did in order to get you to the point where she did before she left. So I tell you what you do. On her birthday, on Christmas, on Mother's Day, you send her a card and you make sure to put something in that card. And it really helped me to realize the amount of pain and the amount of hurt.
She must have endured having to get to that point to release of her own child. I can imagine you were such a beautiful child, you know. Well, you know, you're handsome now. So she had to give up such a beautiful baby and just go on. I'm certain she had some issues that were just plaguing her heart, having to
Absolutely.
Do that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the amount of pain that she went through, because my dad was no piece of cake during those times. I remember, you know, seeing some of the evidence of the abuse, physical, mental, verbal, stuff like that. And I was just a child. And mm-hmm. But it's a real thing that is hampering a lot of growth. But after she had left, one thing about it, my dad, he set many rules in place. But one thing that he did set in place was that he never badmouthed her to us children. Mm-hmm. He didn't talk bad about her to us. And he also kept the door open so that we could contact her when necessary. So, you know, even though my dad stayed and he was part of the reason why she left, but, you mm-hmm. know, he still allowed children to be children. And I want to emphasize, too, when your children or anyone else who may be listening, if they have questions about why the absent parent is not there, please answer those questions truthfully.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you don't want to paint the picture in a way that's only favorable for your side of the story. You do want to let them know that, you know, there's two sides to the coin and sometimes, you know, both parents are at fault, and then the child goes just with the person who's most responsible at that time. So sometimes that's the choice to make.
And it's not a final decision just because people make mm-hmm. mistakes. It's not a final indictment. You know, failure mm-hmm. is not fatal, and death mm-hmm. is not final. You know, so if God can forgive all of us as we live our lives and go through our lives for the wrongs we've done, and we think about the blunders that, you know I have done and the pain that I've caused to other people. And so I am a lot more tolerant with the pain that people cause me now. But it's taken time and it's taken experience and wisdom to take over.
Certainly. Yeah. Yeah, you do mature into that sort of mentality to understand that, you know, there's reasons why people do things, and there's reasons why people respond certain ways as well. And it's not necessarily a wrong way. It just might be a way that we may not understand at that time.
So tell me, if a dad is there to do hair, how mm-hmm. does that affect his manhood? What do you say about that?
That father has to be very, very loving and also just confident in his manliness. But also he just goes beyond however he may feel in terms of his manhood and know that, hey, my daughter's hair needs to be done and no one else is available to do it. So I have to step in and do the hair. May not be as nice as the way the mother would do it, but at least the hair will be combed through. And some dads look at YouTube videos and they learn how to comb their daughter's hair, and sometimes they may get the help of a friend to, you know, share, or even a family member, the best ways to comb their daughter's hair.
Yeah, so you're saying make sure you utilize all the resources available, people mm-hmm. who are around you, people who can help, people who cared and listened, because I know that even with my daughter, when her mother and I, we had to separate and divorce and all those things, but we had joint custody legally, but she had, you know, the residence, and so I was a weekend dad. And, you know, it was pretty cool that during the time, but it was difficult at other times too, like you say, the hair, because, you know, when I first started off, I would take her and get it done, get it French braided and all that stuff. But, you know, that costs money.
Oh, certainly does.
Yeah. You know, and you got to pick her up and you got to feed her, mm-hmm. you got gas. And,
yeah.
you know, for the process, I did learn to braid hair, that's for sure. I did.
You learned how to braid? Like good.
Yeah.
I mean, because most of the times the dads just learn how to do a ponytail, a couple of buns, you know, and then they just go like that. But you
Afro
actually
puff.
Learned how to braid. Yeah.
Right. Look on YouTube. You can see some of that
mm-hmm.
stuff on there. And, you know, definitely don't burn the child's head up with a hot comb, though.
Oh, no, certainly not. Yeah. And,
by all means,
learn how to wash the child's hair, too. So, there's a lot involved with, you know, caring for girls, especially if you happen to be the father. The single parent. It's a lot easier if they have a boy.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a lot easier if they have a boy. Oh,
uh-huh,
for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just cut their hair off, huh?
Just cut their hair off. Right?
You know, they let it go. They let it grow and dreadlocks and so forth. So many things have changed in norms. But I was pulling up some information on dads that raise their children. And one mom said that she left because she knew the kids would be better living with the dad rather than taking them.
Mm.
Another mom said that, and that doesn't mean that she's a devil and he was a saint.
No.
And then another mom said that, she never wanted to have children, but the husband begged and begged and begged, and he promised to raise them. So she left at a certain point. Yeah.
Right. So he's stuck with the kids on his own because that was part of the bargain. She said,
bargain. But years later, after she had left, they actually reconnected. Mm-hmm. And not him and her. No, the children reached out to her. They had three children, and two
mm-hmm.
of the children decided to live with her, despite being, you know, having a less amount of income and so forth like that, and changing
mm-hmm.
school and all that, but they wanted to be with their mother.
Right. So, yeah. So the mother was concerned with the financial ability to sustain the family, you know.
Yeah.
She needed to know that there's more, there are other reasons why she needs to be involved in her children's lives.
It was beyond mm-hmm. the finances because the kids just wanted to be with their mom. And I think that really needs to be emphasized because a lot of times we adults can be short-sighted. Other people have cited mm-hmm. their career, their college, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, they left because of that. But some of them, you know, actually said that, you know, the children reached out and they reconnected. The one lady said that she had to find herself and then was able, once she found herself, I think this was psychologically, you know, she found, you know, her strength and her courage to, you know, live her truth. And then her children,
mm-hmm.
you know, once she was able to find herself, then she was able to reconnect with those children. The court usually chooses the custody often in divorce cases. And most of the time it's based on financial reasons.
Yeah. And most of the time, they prefer the children to go to the mother as opposed to the father.
Right. But in this case,
mm-hmm.
Because of the financial reasons, the mother said that she visited on weekends and they actually were more financially stable being with the dad, but there again, you know, the children wanted to be with their mother, and one of the two children did come to live with her. Another mom said that she had a new partner and a new life, and she was very serious about it. She ended up having another child with her in new life, and then she had...
Did she want anything to do with the other children?
It wasn't listed in this example, so...
Oh, wow. That would have been hard, you know, that she completely broke off from the first set of children and then had another child elsewhere. But it would have been much better had she still maintained some sort of connection with her children, even if it was just, you know, on the weekends or every other weekend or once a month. Sometimes, you know, if there's just a few moments in time that you can connect with your children, that's very, very valuable, you know, as opposed to having no connection at all.
But I found out, too, that even with my dad, he always had assistance from his brother, which was my uncle or my aunt or extended family members or friends who also were able to help him. And so for those single dads out there who are dealing with this situation or thinking about it, oftentimes, maybe you could speak to this one, too, is how when you step out to do the right thing, that it activates something, you know, that's intangible, almost like mysterious in a way, when you believe that, you know, you can do it, even though you may not have enough money, you may not have enough resources, and somehow it pulls through. And do you think that that's something that plays a big role when people step out on faith to raise their children alone?
Yeah, I believe where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a desire, you know, you can support that desire, you know. And and God blesses, you know, parents who are willing to do what's necessary to take care of their children. So, yeah, that parent, that dad, he may find that he has a lot of support or a lot of power working in him to do the right thing, you know, because he's not doing it alone. He's doing it with the aid of you know, God. God is blessing him to be all that he needs to be for the children.
Yeah, because when you begin to step out on faith, it's like jumping off a building, in a sense that when you hit the bottom, if you don't bounce, you'll grow wings. And, you know, it's just something that happens that be able to pull you through the impossible. There's a study that I pulled up, too. It's from a couple family psychology. It was written in 2013. And it was 52 divorced individuals who had received preventative and relationship counseling. The most commonly reported contributors to divorce were lack of commitment, infidelity, arguing. The final straw was often domestic violence and alcohol and drug abuse or substance abuse, and which I found out also that most people, they blame the other person than themselves for the divorce. So how does individual responsibility play into that?
Yeah, you really need to, do some soul searching and not just, you know, assume that you're all right. I mean, there's a reason why there's some brokenness in the relationship. And if you really want to get the answers, you got to look at yourself sometimes. And that's a hard thing to do. Yeah.
They said 75% were lack of commitment, 59, 60% infidelity, and arguing, conflict, 60%. Some said they were married too young at 45. And a lot of times we think it's the money, but only 37% actually said it was financial problems, 35% substance abuse, and 24% was domestic violence. Other problems, such as religious differences, there were less than 20% of this particular group.
Those are all connected to communication, you know, how we communicate and relate with one another. And all of those areas, you know, such as financial or being argumentative, those are communication areas that keep us connected to our spouse or our relationship with whoever we're with. If we can't get along, we're not going to stay together, you know.
Right, right. My Aunt Helen used to say relationships are work, and it's a lot of give and take, compromise, and conditions. Another old person told me something about relationships, and he said that whenever they say something that you don't want to hear, don't hear it. So that way you don't overreact to it. You know,
you don't have to respond
people,
to it if you don't hear it.
Well, you know, you don't ignore them, but you ask them, well, what do you mean
by
that?
Well, act like you don't hear it.
Yeah, what'd you say? I didn't hear you. What did you say? And you give them an opportunity to think about it.
Oh, to get clarity on it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the commitment is very strong. But, you know, as this thing is, we're celebrating dads who actually stayed. And that's the key to this situation, is staying in there. And even though oftentimes, too, I've seen it where people have stayed and they said, we're staying together for the children. But the children know that you all don't like each other. And so the separation is often necessary for the health of the individual and for the health of the family. If it is meant to be, it will be. If it's not, there's no need to continue to push this thing forward. And we're coming up on about 2 minutes now.
Yeah, if the relationship is toxic.
Yeah.
If the relationship is toxic, it's better to separate.
Right.
But, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it's important to communicate, though, as you were saying, because can we be honest?
Yeah, that's the question. Can we be transparent enough to share what's going on?
Yeah, what's really on our hearts and being honest and being able to stick to it, sticking through the commitment. One of the issues that I've had, too, with those individuals that come to me for counseling for marriage. And I asked them, I said, well, how long did you all plan the wedding? Oh, we planned the wedding for a year. It was a year or two planning the wedding. And I said, that was for one day, right? And they said, yeah, the wedding was one day and the honeymoon was a week and blah, 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 blah. I said, well, how long did you plan the marriage? Right. You know, how are we going to live together? Because it's never about the toothpaste and the person pushing it the wrong way or the toilet paper hanging this way or that way. Or it's never about that. It's about us communicating and getting it together. But we're coming up on the end of our show. And so go ahead and say your final shots and also, give them the information on how best to contact you, and so if they want to contact you.
Oh, yeah. If you'd like to reach out to me, my name is Jolly Glover, and you can go to my website. It's my first and last name, Jolly, Jolly, Glover, Glover.com. And I would love to connect with any of you who are listening to this conversation that we're having. I also help people with life issues, and I do counseling, life coaching as well. So feel free to reach out to me.
All right, Jolly. It has been an interesting conversation. We're celebrating dads who stay. We're not putting down moms that left.
No.
Because oftentimes,
no.
Yeah.
Moms, we're used to moms going beyond and being super mothers. So
yes.
We were talking about the rare instances where men actually have to step up and be all that they're supposed to be and take on the part of the mother's role.
Yes. And one dad, he said the reason why he left because he didn't know if the child was his.
I should laugh at that.
I know, but
goodness.
A lot of women, you know, they B.B. King, he talked about that, the blues man, B.B. King. And he said that if you feed them long enough, they'll look like you.
Yeah, that's true. And you can always love any child that you keep and take care of. You know, you love them anyway. Yeah.
And that's the key to this whole show is love, care, and concern for the children. Hopefully we can keep the family together, keep the family stronger. And if you can't stay together and make it work, then separate so that the child can have two safe homes rather than one home in turmoil. It's for the baby. Mm. Stick together, make it work, be strong. And we thank our guest tonight, Jolly Glover. And if you have any questions or you have any reasons to, you know, want to talk about your situation, you can reach out to me. Find me on Facebook. I'm on Help Somebody. That's me. I'm Help Somebody on Facebook. And also you can reach me on Twitter as Help Somebody Carl, or if you want to email me as K-A-R-L at helpsomebodygod.net, helpsomebody.net. We thank you very much for joining our conversation and being here. We're celebrating dads. And remember, no matter how much love you give out, you can never lose doing the right thing. Continue to press on and be honest and be true. And until then, think and be wise. And we'll talk to you on the next program. Thank you very much for listening. God bless you and keep you until we meet again.